can't remember any conversation with my father that did not end with him somehow diagnosing me as mentally incompetent or ridiculous. His energy, if I can't, seemingly followed me and amplified via my mother's insistence that love came via warning. If she loved you, then you would know everything that could go wrong for you, because, you know, love is awareness. The result was a child that grew into a happiness monitor. If there was one quality my father wanted to massacre in me, like Columbus did natives, it was my joyfulness. He both fed off my happiness while also questioning why it was there. Perspective, it showed me how aware my father was that he was my bully, because if he did not get my genuine tears or fake laughter, then he looked at me like a stand-up comedian, disappointed his jokes were not landing on the very audience he had, especially since it was about them and what they were wearing that night. He saw me as an emotional scapegoat that my mother finished slaughtering with factoids on politics, her personal economy, and my existential need to figure everything out on my own by age 5. Sometimes I feel like I'm going through life like that person who waits their entire life, uses their savings to see the Eiffel Tower, only to spend 10 seconds in front of it when they finally get there. What did the Eiffel Tower really mean to you beyond going across the planet to see 18th century bent metal stand tall? Is it gorgeous? Yes. But you have metal shapes and even pictures that say "We France" at your local Home Goods. For me and my travels, it meant a mental space I had never had before, an opportunity to have adventures and see the world without parental voices with differing intentions telling me that somehow I either was not conscious enough of myself or this planet to enjoy it safely. My father did this to excuse his evil. My mother did this to protect me from evil, but neither showed me good, how to enjoy it or find it in myself. Yet travel made me feel like the world was my home, like it never did before. And in that, I realized in some ways I didn't have one. It is kind of trippy to be entering your 30s realizing you never had a home. Coughs. My 20s were spent battling health issues, traveling the world, and doing concert reviews. It was a musical mess that brought me bliss until I realized I cannot stay in one place too long without feeling like an imposition. As if the government of Amsterdam would notice a stark incline in Dutch pancake consumption because I extended my 3-month stay to 6. I reveled in being nomadic and fought any single one of my friends that tried to red flag me as not traveled enough to understand the rush, the addiction. To them, I was a little girl running from her parents and their obsession on making their boundaries clear, and me, very conscious that both the island of Puerto Rico and the tri-state areas were their territories, which meant no spending, nothing crazy. To myself, I was just being a hoe in Argentina. I never had anybody worry for me in my life. If I died, my father, much like his bullying jokes, would see my death as properly landing, while my mother would weep and just say, "I warned you," or, "I really thought she figured out how to cross the street properly." But having friends that see the warning labels about me is both genuinely terrifying and heartwarming. Before them, worries was used to train me to dismiss myself in front of whatever person's needs and wants were desired from me, especially my exes. They saw my genius as a feeding tube for their lackluster creativity, but when I called them out on it, the relationship's plug was pulled. In essence, if to say what I wanted or needed was punished, and worry was a weapon used against me, home just never happened because safety did not happen. The fact that I feel safer being gone worries me. I find myself as I get older wishing I could go home, but knowing that place never was. Instead, meaning it in a future tense. When I dream of home, it feels like my travels. A still adventure, like watching for hours the Greek oceans or Thai temples. Staring at them as if they gave me permission to observe their beauty without warning or plotted respite. They let me be with them, and even within them. And it's so magical it's hard for me to leave, because they let me stay. So I love travel, and I genuinely, genuinely love travel. And it's always hard to know. I think this world can be overly critical, overly anxious, overly negative, overly thinking. And my problem with criticism is I don't know when it's genuinely constructive, because on one hand, I lived my entire childhood just being consistently teased and criticized and told I have all these flaws, these major flaws, particularly from my dad, starting at a young age. Oh, you're a liar. You're a cheater. You know, like by age three, I was these really bad things. And it confused me because I knew I wasn't that. I felt I wasn't that. Oh, you just love to win. You just love to argue. And the problem is he gave me qualities that I didn't have, and it made me dismiss my boundaries, the qualities I did have. I'm a pretty chill person. And he made me feel like I was so deranged that I didn't become chill. I just became absolutely quiet and kind of steamrolled. So I've had to really relearn boundaries and stepping up for myself, because here was this human being that just erased me and spent his entire existence making sure I was disappeared in some ways. And I think that traveling, my friends noted it, and I don't know. I don't know if I feel it's necessarily true, but I feel it's becoming true. And I don't think it's a matter of manifest destiny. I think it's that you get older, and the idea of staying and having stability and just not moving around so much becomes really attractive to you. And yet you stay, and it's uncomfortable. And it's just suddenly, you don't know how to make being in place feel as adventurous as moving. And it made me think there's so many moments of my life, so many friendships, so many roommates, even careers, you know, choices, working with others, where I felt like I had all the leadership qualities, but I dimmed myself because I was so trained to believe I was just too much, too big, too personality. And when I travel, especially in nature, I get such a level of peace because I'm the smallest. You're small when you're in the rainforest. You're small when you're traveling through iconic cities like Paris. And it felt really, really beautiful to be that small and not feel like there's no way I could impose on the Amazon, right? And now I'm trying to stay and really build roots. And it's hard for me. It's hard for me because when the going gets tough and the roots don't exactly stick, there's just this innate feeling, time to travel, time to go. Maybe it's not here. You know, you don't know what it is to actually be rejected versus just needing to persevere. And that's the thing about with my friends and them saying, you know, stay, just build roots. It's this, I don't know if you're being genuinely, constructively critical of me, or you're just another saboteur. Because I have, you know, my dad and these exes and a few toxic friendships where I just found myself receiving all this criticism, completely being told I was this when I wasn't. And even if I knew I wasn't, I accepted it, or I took it in because I thought that's what you're supposed to do. And now I'm not doing that anymore. But it doesn't necessarily mean I'm comfortable or that I feel safe yet. So we will see, people. That's why I kind of left it open-ended. Check out the more stories from me at daddyrecovery.com. Follow the podcast and follow me, DeAndra, on all platforms. Music platforms, that is.